apps, which they say would allow parents to limit communication to a certain network of people.
Emwin, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a chance for some rain showers with our high nearing 64. Southeast winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers likely overnight tonight, cloudy with a low around 35. Some rain showers early on Saturday, then becoming sunny with a high of 63. Staying mostly clear throughout Saturday night with a low of 39. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office has announced that a man has been convicted in relation to killing a teen. Danny K. Williams was charged as part of a 2019 murder case involving the death of Joaquin McKinney. The four-day trial for the case concluded on Thursday when the jury returned with a verdict of guilty on three felonies. The sentencing for Williams has not been scheduled yet, but the District Attorney's Office has said that he will be facing a presumptive life term on the murder charge, which will require a minimum of 50 years in prison before he is eligible for parole. The Wichita Police Department resolved a police situation in West Wichita peacefully Thursday afternoon. Officers were called to a disturbance at a home in the 100 block of South Gordon around 5 p.m. on Thursday. When officers arrived on the scene, they learned that there was some sort of argument and one of the people involved was having a mental health crisis. Crisis negotiators arrived on the scene and resolved the matter. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2014 GMC Sierra driven by Istel Guillen, 19, of St. John, was northbound on U.S. 281, 3 miles north of St. John. A 2012 Chevy Silverado driven by Claudio Sanchez Molina, 52, of Great Bend, was southbound. Guillen lost control of the GMC on the icy bridge. The pickup traveled left of center. Both vehicles collided on the bridge, causing the Chevy to strike the cement railing on the west side of the highway. Sanchez Molina was pronounced dead at the scene. Three others were transported to area hospitals. City of Wichita officials are reminding residents that Wichita is among the areas of the state where open burning is restricted in April. This burn ban is imposed in 16 counties by the state of Kansas and lasts the entire month. Restricted activities include burning trees and brush from land clearing, crop residues, construction debris, yard waste, and the use of backyard chimneys and fire pits. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officials in southeastern Nebraska say two people died Thursday when a semi-trailer they were in crashed along I-80. The Omaha World Herald reports that the crash happened shortly after 3 a.m. on Thursday. The Seward County Sheriff's Office said the crash happened when a westbound semi left the road and crashed near Milford. Two occupants in the truck were pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators believe wet road conditions likely contributed to the crash. Nebraska could spend up to $1 million to study the long-term health and environmental consequences of a troubled ethanol plant under a bill advanced Thursday by lawmakers. The proposal by State Senator Carol Blood of Bellevue would allow University of Nebraska researchers to continue existing work around the Alt-N plant near Meade, about 37 miles west of Omaha. The plant has a long history of environmental problems and has drawn complaints from the Meade residents since shortly after it opened in 2015. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Brad Lippert of Sabetha was sworn in last week as Marshall County Attorney after his approval by the Republican Central Committee and no veto from the governor. He will continue to serve as Nemahal County Attorney. Lippert's term here runs through 2022, after which he would have to be elected for a two-year term on the November ballot. USD 380 Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia Schools have named Dean Dollinghouse interim superintendent, fulfilling the rest of a year for Matt Rogers, who passed away recently after suffering cancer. Dollinghouse will continue to serve as principal at Frankfort until summer, when Joel Bickford of Botineau, North Dakota, will take the post. Shoulder work on US 36 in Washington County is underway west of Washington. Traffic may be delayed briefly with a single lane and a pilot car. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County March 21st as a St. Paul truck driver lost control, striking a tree and embankment on US 77 near Quail Road. March 19th, a Manhattan man lost control on Bobcat near 27th Road and struck a tree, then overturned. He and two passengers from Wamego were transported to the Wamego Health Center. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office received a report of theft by deception last week. An unknown person presenting themselves as Publishers Clearinghouse claimed the victim was a winner and convinced them to send over $1,000 in gift cards in order to claim the prize. As a general rule, you should never have to provide payments in any form to claim a prize. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is hosting a fundraiser toward updating the downtown speaker system Friday evening with Grow Marysville. Check-in begins at 5:30 at the Chamber Main Street office, with maps and ballots allowing guests to come and go for appetizers and drinks at a dozen participating downtown businesses. Tickets are $25 single, $40 double, or $70 for four, with all proceeds going towards sound system improvements. A goal of $35,000 is nearly halfway along, and the fundraiser Friday evening is open to the public. Marshall County Museums will showcase special activities and be open free for the public this Saturday. Blue Rapids Museum will be open 9 to 4 with demonstrations. In Marysville, the Pony Express Barn will be open Saturday 9 to 4 with live horses and mochila exchanges from 10 to noon. The Historic Courthouse will be open 10 to 2 and feature a scavenger hunt for all ages. The Kester House will be open 10 to 3 with an open house for longtime volunteer John Howard from noon to 3. Astro Theater will feature a free kids movie at 1 on Saturday, celebrating Marysville's 50 years as Black Squirrel City, and a 1925 silent film, The Pony Express, for everyone at 1:30. The historic Union Pacific Depot will be open for tours Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. Kids photos with the Easter Bunny Saturday from 2 to 4. Then the Burr Barbecue with burgers, beer, and bingo 4 until 8, with lots of great prizes, including $25 local gift and gas cards. Bingo cards and beer are free will donation. More details on the Saturday Marshall County Museum Day online at visitmarysvilleks.org and on Facebook at Visit Marysville. Marilyn M. Hassler, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Friday noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Hassler.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna patties, cornbread, diced potatoes, green bean casserole, and fruited jello. On Monday's menu, ham and beans, cornbread, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the Spring Fling in Frankfort Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's the Spring Open House at the Allstadt Gallery, Elsie Grace's, Jane and Elaine Boutique, and C-Matter Sign Company. Merchants will be offering great spring savings. Each participating business has some hoppin' good deals. The Spring Fling is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5 each day at Allstadt Gallery, Elsie Grace's, Jane and Elaine Boutique, and the C-Matter Sign Company in Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying nice and sunny throughout the region today, and temperatures will continue to rise. A small band of precipitation will bring rain showers overnight and into early Saturday, but skies will clear back up throughout Saturday afternoon. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. A small cold front will move through overnight tonight, bringing some rain showers throughout the region, and our temperatures dipping down to the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s throughout Missouri. Some rain showers may linger early on Saturday before clearing up with lots of sunshine throughout the afternoon. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 62, record high on this date 91. The average low 37 and the record low 17. Sunset this evening 7:50, sunrise in the morning at 7:12. A chilly start at 28 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this April Fool's Day, 1st of April. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
J&M Liquor in Wymore invites you to their cornhole sinking and drinking party this Saturday from 2 to whenever it ends. Bring your friends on down to Wymore, where music, drinks, and Bite Me Barbecue catering will be present at the event. Please do familiarize yourself with the rules of cornhole before you stop on by and sign up down at J&M Liquor in Wymore. Also, stop on by for a great selection of all your drink needs and accessories down at J&M Liquor.
Giannis passes Kareem, and the Final Four tips off. Hi, everyone. Mark Remillard reporting on sports. A test of wills in Brooklyn. Bucks guard Chris Middleton was ejected midway through the third quarter, but Giannis Antetokounmpo was lights out, scoring a game-high 44 points and passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the Bucks' all-time scoring list.
Giannis has it. He's going to launch up the three for the tie, and he hits it! There's a new scoring king in the Cream City!
On Bucks Radio Network, Milwaukee survives 120-119, clinching a playoff berth. A 50-piece in the Windy City from DeMar DeRozan, who helped the Bulls overcome a 16-point deficit against the Clippers. DeRozan pacing Chicago to the 135-130 victory, scoring 27 of his 50 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. Bruce Arians stepping away as head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Wednesday, handing over the reins to Todd Bowles. In his retirement press conference on Thursday, Arians pushed back on speculation of a rift between him and seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady.
As soon as he retired, I think we text every week. Hey, where you at? What are you doing? When you going to play golf? When you getting back down this way? And so people got it right. I mean, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
Arians will move into a senior football consultant role with the organization. On the ice in Toronto, Maple Leaf center Austin Matthews net his NHL-leading 50th goal of the year, just the fourth player in franchise history and the first since Dave Anderchuk in the 1993-94 season.
Chips it ahead! Matthews, empty net! There it is! Number 34 has got 50!
On TSN Radio 1050. Toronto grounds the Jets 7-3. The NCAA Women's Final Four tips off tonight in Minneapolis. Minnesota native Paige Beckers and UConn will face Stanford, while Louisville takes on South Carolina. Mark Remillard, ABC.
Only four teams remain.
Your Kansas Jayhawks march on to the Final Four.
The quest for the national championship continues. Join us this Saturday. It's the top-seeded Kansas Jayhawks versus the Villanova Wildcats in the Final Four.
A two-head Thunder Jam!
Pre-game begins at 3:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball, the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
The Kansas Jayhawks take on the Villanova Wildcats in the Final Four this Saturday with pregame starting at 4:30 right here on 95.5 KNDY.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA released its prospective planting and grain stock reports. Agency says farmers intend to plant 89.5 million acres of corn, down 4% or 3.8 million acres from last year. Soybean planting estimated at a record 91 million acres, 4% higher than 2021. The all wheat planted this year, 47.4 million acres, 1% higher than a year ago. If realized, it would be the fifth lowest all wheat planted area since 1919. Corn stalks, all positions March 1st, 7.875 billion bushels, 2% higher than March of last year. Soybeans, March 1st, totaled 1.93 billion bushels, 24% higher than a year ago. And all wheat in stored positions totaled 1.02 billion bushels, down 22% from a year ago. Heavy rains fell across parts of the Midwest and South, leading to broad areas of drought improvement in those regions. Above normal precipitation combined with below normal temperatures to make improvements across much of the Midwest, which hadn't gotten enough moisture recently to improve on deficits that were building up since last spring. Virtually all short-term Midwest drought had been eliminated. Drought worsened in the South, including western and southern Texas and the Oklahoma Panhandle. Above normal temps, below normal precip, and high winds make things worse in places like Louisiana. But improvements were made in East Texas, Southern Arkansas, Mississippi, and much of the High Plains, though, stayed dry, resulting in deteriorating drought conditions in the Dakotas and in Nebraska. Soil moisture very low, stream flows dropping, and state reports show that stock ponds in the High Plains are drying up. Rains in the western U.S. were not enough to relieve drought conditions in those areas. That is Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shotty, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, I got to tell you, it's kind of interesting to see all these guesses. How much corn, how much soybean acres are we going to be putting in the ground here in a few days? And already some probably going in, no doubt about that. How much wheat we're going to plant this fall? Those are all big questions of trying to figure out what the price of that product's going to be this year. USDA now says that we're going to plant 92 million acres of corn. Now, the trade guessers, there's about seven of what we call experts. In any event, they vary 2 million acres from that. 90.7 to 93.9 goes to show you not anybody's convinced about anything. Over on, now that's corn. Soybeans, USDA says 88 million acres. The trade guessers vary from 87.7 to 89.9. And over on the wheat side this year, what are we going to plant? Well, I got to tell you, USDA says 48 million acres, 47 even to 48.9. Another 2 million acre spread by the so-called experts that know it all. We're going to fence row, in my opinion. And it's probably needed. I think we can handle that this year. I don't know if we can handle that very many years in a row. So, with that in mind, folks, let's hope that you get yours planted well, we get a good crop, and we can hold these prices somewhere around there, because with the expense sheet the way it looks this year, we got to have good prices. See you on the next Equine Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders, offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
Hijinks and horseplay herald our fourth month. We look back on some memorable mischief on an April Fool's edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
It's time to sign up for the Ag Innovation Challenge, a national business competition showcasing U.S. startups developing innovative solutions for American farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Emma Larson is Farm Bureau Director of Industry Relations.
Applications are open through April 29th. We will be announcing the top 10 semifinalist teams on September 13th. The winner will be receiving $50,000.
And if you don't take home the top prize, Larson says it's an invaluable experience.
They do receive one-on-one mentorship from Cornell University and other incubators. They gain national exposure. They're able to network with other agribusinesses.
Learn more and apply online at fb.org/challenge. And listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 1st, the 91st day of the year. Actress Debbie Reynolds was born on this day in 1932, and American Motors introduced the Gremlin in 1970. Any similarity to an April Fool's joke was purely coincidental. Corporations do have a history of putting one over on their customers on April 1st. Here are some of the more memorable pranks. Burger King once announced the introduction of a left-handed Whopper, and the Sports Illustrated Sid Finch issue remains a classic hoax, but few compare to a stunt pulled by the BBC in 1957. They aired a documentary about the bumper spaghetti crop in Switzerland that year, complete with footage of spaghetti being picked from trees. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, it's 28 degrees. Mid-60s on very mild highs into the weekend. Should be a nice way to start out the month of April.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Either Kansas or Villanova will see its season end along with a 9-game winning streak when the decorated college basketball programs clash on Saturday in the 2022 NCAA Tournament Final Four. The Wildcats, who won the South Region as the number 2 seed, and the top-seeded Midwest champion Jayhawks have seen their seasons take similar late-season trajectories. Both clubs won their conference tournaments and have won 9 straight heading into Saturday's Final Four showdown. Villanova has won 14 of their last 15 overall. Kansas has won 13 of its last 15. Tip-off for the first game of the doubleheader is set for 5:09 p.m. from the Caesars Superdome. Nigel Pack, Kansas State's leading scorer and a first-team All-Big 12 basketball selection this season, has entered the transfer portal. Pack, a sophomore guard averaging 17.5 points for the Wildcats this season, did say he would consider returning to Kansas State. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Only four teams remain.
Your Kansas Jayhawks march on to the Final Four.
The quest for the national championship continues.
We hear.
Join us this Saturday. It's the top-seeded Kansas Jayhawks versus the Villanova Wildcats in the Final Four.
A two-hand thunder jam.
Pre-game begins at 3:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
The Kansas Jayhawks take on the Villanova Wildcats in the Final Four this Saturday with pregame starting at 4:30 right here on 95.5 KNDY.
KNDY.
And stones you tore when I heard you almost cuss, and I fought back the urge to laugh just listening to you fuss. Then you overdid the coffee, couldn't get your hair just right. When I smiled and said good morning, you looked mad enough to fight. Well, that's another side of you that I'm in love with too. Fans far cry from the sports car in your dreams, and that dead-end job just pushed back vacation more, it seems. You got soccer at 4:30, ballet class by 5, and I call you talking flirty. You ask, have I lost my mind? Well, that's another side of you that I'm in love with too. Down in my arms, let go of all that stress. Whisper, honey, I love you. Your head on my chest, and the world's strongest woman is my lady. When the day is through, that's another side of you that I'm in love with too. Just lose my mind. Somehow you get them fed and bathed and settled down by 9. And I hear you down you laying down to sleep. And they pray the good Lord watches over them and you and me. That's another side of you that I'm in love with too. That's another side of you that I'm in love with.
Make a